Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Welcome to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It is 21 minutes after 11 and inshallah aziz. On my program today, I'm going to be joined by Hazrat Mawlana Yahya Bamsap, inshallah, and that we'll be joined by Mawlana in a little while. But before we cross over to Mawlana and we start with that segment of the program, I'd like to narrate to you a story that comes out of the Quran Kareem. And Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, has prepared a book called Stories of the Quran, or Qasasul Quran. And this is one story that Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, has entered and submitted in this book. It is based on the verse of the Quran Kareem, Surah Al-Hashr, Ayat 16 and 17, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Their allies deceived them like shaitan when he says to men, disbelieve in Allah. But when man disbelieves in Allah, shaitan says, I am free of you, I fear Allah, the Rabb of the alameen, of mankind, jinn and all that exists. So the end of both will be that they will be in the fire, abiding therein. Such is the recompense of the zalimun, of the polytheists, wrongdoers, disbelievers in Allah and in His oneness." And Ibn Jarir, rahimahullah, said that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, interpreted the Quranic verse that reads, "Their allies deceived them," that the same verse that we recited to you, interpreted it, and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, "Once upon a time, there was a woman grazing sheep and goats. She had four brothers. She, for some reason, used to spend the night at a monk's cell. The monk committed adultery with her, and she got pregnant. Shaitan came to him and said, kill the woman and then bury her, for you are a reputable and highly respected man. That is, don't risk your own reputation for such a simple woman. The monk killed her and then buried her. Thereupon Shaitan visited her four brothers in a dream while they were asleep and said to them, the monk committed adultery with your sister. Because she got pregnant, he killed her and buried her in such and such location. In the morning, one of them said, by Allah, last night I dreamt of something and I do not know whether to relate it to you or just keep it to myself. They said, relate it to us. He did so. One of them said, by Allah, I saw the same dream. Another one said the same. The fourth one said the same. And they agreed that there must be something serious about the dream. They went to the king and appealed for his help against the monk. The king's troops came to arrest him and he was taken away. On the way, Shaitan came to the monk and whispered in his ears, I set you up. No one else can save you from this. Prostrate yourself before me just for once and in return I will save you from this. Thereupon the monk prostrated himself before Shaitan. When they presented themselves before the king, Shaitan said to him, I am free of you. The monk was finally killed. So he lost his iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he lost his belief. He committed adultery. He murdered this woman. He hid her body. And then he committed shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And this is the effect that Shaitan has on us. He whispers to us and he puts plans, he puts ideas and he puts plots into our mind in order to beguile us, in order to deceive us, in order to take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we just follow that plot of Shaitan, when we just try and take on Shaitan's suggestions and his plans that he sets out for us, and then we fall into trouble, we fall into problems. After that, Shaitan wipes his hands clean of us. Shaitan says, like the verse of the Quran said, that Shaitan, when Shaitan says to man, disbelieve in Allah, when man disbelieves in Allah, Shaitan says, I'm free of you. I fear Allah, the Rabb of Alameen. So the end of both will be that they will be in the fire, abiding therein. Such is the recompense of the Zalimun. The Zalimun is interpreted as the polytheists, the wrongdoers, disbelievers in Allah, and disbelievers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, the Quran Kareem has many different stories, and the stories contained in the Quran Kareem are there as a lesson for us. It is there as a lesson for us. It is there for us to take cognizance and reflect on that, understanding that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn the lesson that comes out of these stories, and to bring that change into our life, so that we ourselves are not caught in the same we ourselves are not caught in the same trap that those people were caught in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all understanding. And inshallah Aziz, in just a little while, just after this break, we're going to be joined by our guest this morning, Hazrat Maulana Yahya Bamsab. Stay tuned to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International.
Come to Mars Spice for the following Sistu specials. Blue Diamond Badam, 90 Rand a kilo. Castello Saffron, 10 by 1 gram, 199 Rand. 2 kilo Farm Gold Pure Ghee, 105 Rand. Fresh Medjool and Medina dates in stock. Zakat hampers from 150 Rand. Samosa containers, 3 for 60 Rand. Open every Sunday from the 26th of June to the end of Ramadan. That's Mars Spice, 33 Concord Place, Lanesia, behind Jamia Masjid.
In a world constantly being torn apart by man-made and natural disasters, the Al Imdad Foundation has been at the forefront of providing humanitarian relief to those mired in adversity. This year marks a decade of our unwavering service to humanity. Working on 5 continents, we have touched the lives of widows, orphans, and destitute families in over 67 countries. Visit alimdad.com or call 0861-786-243. Wonder Dates are excited to announce the arrival of a variety of fresh dates from Medina, Dubai, Egypt, and Namibia. Wonder Dates have a wide variety such as Rotab, Medjool, Mabroom, Sukari, Ajwa, Safawi, etc. Visit us at 71 Donkin Road, Seacow Lake, Durban. Contact us on 031-577-5023 or visit our website wonderdates.co.za. Wonder Dates, bringing the freshness of the farm to your home.
Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya
After 11, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. And in this half an hour, inshallah Aziz, our guest for this morning is Hazrat Maulana Yahya Bamsab. And we discussing the month of Ramadan, discussing spiritual reformation, and discussing making ourselves better Muslims, inshallah Aziz. And our guest Maulana Yahya is on the line. Maulana Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana. And assalamu alaikum to all our most wonderful listeners.
How are you keeping this morning?
Alhamdulillah, Maulana, a wonderful Ramadan morning. And what more can we ask for with the wonderful weather that we have and the wonderful days of Ramadan, the rahmah and the barakah in every way. If we look around and we try to count what the ni'mats are and the way Allah has favored us, the many, many favors, then surely whoever has any few problems that they want to count will be very few compared to the many ni'mats and rahmat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah.
MashaAllah, we make shukr that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with so many bounties, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the opportunity of making qadr and valuing these great bounties of Allah and being able to fulfill the rights of these ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maulana,
in this month of Ramadan, here in the Lanesia area, we've had a lot of crime. And to such an extent that people in the night are disturbed and they are now forming groups to move around and to street patrol, etc. And while this topic was on, speaking among some friends, some ulama, we were sitting together and talking about the way some people will interpret it, the way some people will talk and as though a huge musibat and a huge difficulty has befallen us. And while in this discussion of ours, one other alim came and he joined this conversation. And suddenly he came up with a totally different angle. He says, but Allah shukr, this is also a ni'mat of Allah. And all those that were sitting and talking and that were in the discussion looked at him with all surprise. Yeah, Allah, what is he speaking about? What is happening with this person here? So the person explains, he says, one is that the way the crime used to be a few years back, it was murder, it was killing, it was by far more worse. Now, it is people that are coming in, and they're calling it in this area the crowbar gang. They're coming in with a crowbar, and that is the way that they are breaking in. So, the crowbar gang that is coming in, if you don't retaliate and in a certain way, you stand by them, then they will not hurt you. But the angle that this Maulana was talking about is that Allah Ta'ala has given us here in this country so many ni'mats. There is so much peace. There isn't war. There isn't any tornadoes or any such hurricanes or such natural disasters. That there isn't a drought. There is no rioting. There isn't any such... In that way, Allah Ta'ala has given us plenty, and you will not find anybody coming to the evening and saying that we have nothing to eat, so take the name of Allah and lay down. No, everyone has to eat. So there are so many ni'mat. Among all these ni'mat, there is one reason only that's going to make us read the kalima and read Ayatul Kursi and go to sleep. If this crime wasn't here, we would have forgotten Allah. You would have might thought that we are in some Jannah or something otherwise. But this crime is making us link and think of Allah. So this is, I'm not saying Allah increases crime. Allah increases all these other ni'mats. But wherever we try to see and try to ponder, we will find something and some reason to thank Allah. The good health that people have, many more are in good health. There might be some that are not well, but in this way, Allah has given us a wonderful Ramadan. Look at the people in Syria. Allahu Akbar. In Bangladesh, there are so many that are in the jails and that are locked up, and there are so many that were shot. Some 2,000 to 5,000 were people, ulama were killed in one night while they were gathering to call on to the government so that it doesn't interfere with the Islamic law and Islamic system. They were shot, the crowd was shot into. And today, if any of those families whose relatives or brother or father is missing, they cannot go to make inquiry, where are they? If they do, if like that we carry on in Egypt, Ya Allah, what parashani there is. Allah has given us a lot of ni'mat. Allah has given us plenty blessings, and amongst them one is this wonderful month of Ramadan that we're going through. The weather is on our side. Sure, throws us. Allahu Akbar, can we carry on counting? No matter how much we try, we will not be able to put together the count of the amount of ni'mat that Allah has given us. Maulana?
Subhanallah. Yes, we are sometimes over concern, and it is definitely cause for concern. It is definitely a worry, a concern. But the way that we angle it and we channel that concern and that worry, we have to be molded, we have to be honed, and we have to understand that whatever comes, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and everything has to be referred back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can never for one moment feel that it is a burden that is beyond bearable for us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not place on us any burden that is beyond our capability of bearing and being able to handle. And especially with the issue of crime, alhamdulillah, I can say that in our locality, alhamdulillah, we are relatively free of crime. Perhaps you would have a car break-in once in 6 months or in a year. House break-ins haven't been heard of for the last 1 or 2 years. And alhamdulillah, we've also had stages of a lot of crime, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected us. I can only imagine that the sort of anxiety and worry that my family and friends and people that we know and the residents of Lanesia can be going through and the worry that they can be going through. But the important thing is that we need to really relate whatever difficulties and tests we are going through, relate it in relation to our iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And we need to, yes, like we're saying that the crime is rife and the people need to turn to Allah. There are certain wazifas that we need to read. And it is not the longer wazifas that we need to go for that will then be the only means of Allah Ta'ala's help. The three quls, morning and evening, that is what we need to tell the people. And the Hasbun Allahu wa Ni'mal Wakil 111 times, that is what we need to do. Surah Yasin in the morning, Surah Waqia in the evening, this is what we need to read and we need to turn to Allah. This is a way in which Allah is making us and reminding us. And as I said, if we make shukr to Allah, and the shukr of Allah, one is the saying of the words of shukr, and one is if we abstain from guna and sin and turn to Allah, this is the biggest and the greatest form of shukr, then Allah will increase in these ni'mats. And one of the ni'mats will be that Allah will change the conditions and Allah will make it easy for us. So in this way, by Mawlana, the month of Ramadan, the 15th of Ramadan, we have come to half the month is gone. The days of Rahmah have passed. We are now in the middle of the days of Maghfirah. How much did we attain the closeness to Allah? Is it ordinarily? Is it just that we have made whatever little we could do, slapdash to an amount that we can? Or have we applied ourselves? And how many there were last year that were walking on the face of this earth and that took it for granted that we will be here next year. We will get our chance to do our ibadat. But today they lay in their qubur and they are muhtaj of everyone. Subhanallah, everyone astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, they are in their qubur. And not only are they in their qubur, the moment maut takes us, our qiyamah has started. Forget what happened in the world and who will win and which forces will take over and which countries will come under which country, and eventually the times of the Dajjal will come, whatever it's going to be, and has the signs of the Dajjal come or not. We are, the moment malikul maut takes us, our qiyamah has started. Because the next thing is that we're going to be waking up, standing up, our bones are going to come together, and we will be standing to march into the plains of Qiyamah, right before the Arsh of Allah, to give hisab for the life that we have led. Therefore, let us make qadr of this month of Ramadan that we are in, Allah's great bounties, rahmah, and now the days of maghfirah, an opportunity where Allah is calling on us. Ya Allah, what a Ghafoor Rahim. What a merciful Allah. He is calling on us. Every night the call is made. Who is there that wants forgiveness? Are we going to pass these days away sleeping? Or are we going to say, oh my Mawla, have you called on me? And is it my turn to ask from you? Do I have to come and sit on the Musalla to ask? You will listen to me wherever I am. That is what you have said. It is for us to turn to Allah. Whatever we are doing, wherever we are. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, used to tell the people of her home that when the day of Jumu'ah comes, then remind me wherever I am, whether I'm cooking in the kitchen or I'm cleaning the house. Remind me, because the moment there is a the time of Jumu'ah comes in, it is time for me to turn to Allah, I will turn in dua. So in this month of Ramadan, let us turn to Allah, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, Mawlana.
Yes, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and redirecting our focus during the month of Ramadan, this should be our priority. If we have not achieved anything else during the month of Ramadan, but just the fact that we are able to redirect what our focus is outside of Ramadan, redirect where our attention goes, redirect what our priorities are, if we can just do that much in the month of Ramadan, even if we do not indulge in extensive ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if we are unable and we don't have the capacity, or if we haven't achieved great khatams, many khatams of the Quran and many nafal salah and a lot of dua and a lot of dhikr, but just to be able to redirect what our focus is in the month of Ramadan, this is also an achievement in itself.
Very, very correct, Mawlana. Very, very correct. One is we read the halat and the lives of the great awliya and the great friends of Allah, and the way they divided and the way they managed their month of Ramadan, and every moment in the month of Ramadan, one is their great pious lives. Surely we should aspire for that. But on the other side, it should not be that if we are not doing that, then we feel that we have completely lost out. No. If we are conscious about the way we spend our day and night, if we are constantly reminding ourselves then, and abstaining from guna and sin, then surely we are also in the ibadat of Allah, and Allah, Ghafoor Rahim, is going to accept every little every step that we take towards, you crawl towards Allah, Allah walks towards you. You walk towards Allah, Allah runs towards you. Every little that we try is from Allah, and that is the great tawfiq. Appreciate that. That also, la in shakartum la azidannakum. If you're going to appreciate this realization, if you're going to, and we're going to appreciate this little ibadah that we are doing, and thank Allah for that, Allah will increase it in many different ways, Mawlana.
Subhanallah. Making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encompasses our physical bounties that we have as well, Mawlana, as you beautifully put it. And it encompasses also the ibadat that we do, that we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us an opportunity of doing more ibadat. Mawlana, a very interesting point that I learned once from a guest who had come from Medina Munawwara and had addressed us, you know, while I was still at Masjid al-Salihin. And he said that sometimes we commit a wrong, an error, a mistake, a transgression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which may be small in nature, but we do not realize that we have committed it and we have done that wrong. And as a result of that transgression, it later on in our lives becomes a means of us either being deprived of doing good deeds, or it becomes a means of us either falling into greater sin because we have forgotten to make tawbah for that small transgression or that small mistake that we had committed. It's an important lesson for us to learn that when we are making tawbah to Allah and asking Allah for forgiveness, we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness in this way also, that Allah, any sin that I have committed that is causing me to be deprived of worshipping you, or that is causing me to fall into a greater sin, Allah forgive those sins as well.
Very, very surely, Mawlana, in both angles. One is with regards to sin, whatever wrong we do, it could be a block for us for many, many things, especially if we have been in any way handling rough our parents in many ways, the ulama that we know, that we interact with, our ustaz. And number three, if in any way we've taken an act of deen and made a mockery of it, in these three cases especially, it will block us in the future. If a person has been towards the parents in any way, because the Quran is wala taqullahuma uf, and if he has done this little as uf, it is going to hit him back sometime or the other. And on the other side, with regards to good also, don't take any good, any action that is good to be small. You don't know which action is going to multiply and is going to, it's going to in future have such effects that we're going to do many, many great things. So both these, especially these three areas, be very, very mindful and be very careful, Mawlana.
Mawlana, it's just gone 13 minutes before 12. We have to take a short break now. I'd like to welcome our listeners to SMS any questions or any issues that you'd like to bring up on the SMS line 0731738461. Stay tuned to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. We'll be back just after this.
Classic Creations have just launched their new classy and contemporary couture range of abayas for Eid 2013. Their exciting range of kaftans, scarves, and designer men's and boys' kurtas have just arrived. Visit them at their newly refurbished boutique at 15 Status Street, Extension 3, Lanesia. Classic Creations, the ultimate in abayas. 011-854-4195. That's 011-854-4195.
We're in the heart of winter, and water is scarce. For some, a little bit is a blessing. For others, a downpour is miserable, cold, and unbearable. It's in this time of need when you can assist those less fortunate. This Ramadan, every second counts. Donate your zakah, fitra, lila, and sadaqah, and warm a heart this winter. Call Islamic Relief on 0800-111-898 or visit islamicrelief.co.za. Islamic Relief. We make a world of difference.
A beautiful wedding like this, and not one beautiful abaya that gets my attention. Look over there. She looks like she's from somewhere far. Her abaya is stunning. She must have bought it overseas.
You're both wrong. I do all my abaya shopping at Exclusive Abayas. Exclusive Abaya stocks garments made of the finest fabric at a price that's so affordable, it will amaze you. 072-911-5895 or visit them at 29 Kaku Avenue, Extension 1, Lanesia.
Yo ya no quiero, gracias.
Eu tan zero para mim, este aqui é um bom jogador.
Está bem, me rindo.
No matter where you come from or what language you speak, Beres Motor Spares is the place to go. We stock motor spares and car accessories of high standards at an impressive price. Years of experience in the motor spares industry ensures that you get the best advice. Beres Motor Spares, 48 Peter Ace Avenue, Alberton North.
Call us on 011-901-3100.
Radio Islam, your favorite learning station.
أنتم تستمعون إلى إذاعة الإسلام.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International. It's 11 minutes before 12. Our guest this morning is Mawlana Yahya Bamsab, and we welcome Mawlana back on to the program. Mawlana Sab, continuing in our discussion regarding the month of Ramadan, inshallah Aziz, further advice with regards to improving ourselves and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mawlana, first of all, one is that we make shukr that we have done whatever we have done. Now we have two huge sources of reward that is opening to us in the close future. One is the i'tikaf and the preparation for the i'tikaf. The people that are going to do the i'tikaf and that have taken the opportunity and prepared themselves and that will go on for the i'tikaf, mubarak to them, Allah Ta'ala increase them, and Allah Ta'ala in many ways fulfill this desire that they're going into the i'tikaf for. Some are going to do the i'tikaf in the form of going to sit with the mashayikh and the great saintly ones. Well, very good to them. Then there will be those that will be doing the etikaf in the ladies will be doing the etikaf also. Some will be doing the etikaf by going with the Jamaat and Tabligh and doing it from masjid to masjid in the form of a nafil etikaf. But those that cannot and that need to go to their shops and carry on doing their work into their workplace, they also have the great opportunity of doing a nafil etikaf. Let them turn to Allah by spending their nights in the etikaf and in their days going back to the work. As in the work of Jamaat and Tabligh, they do the daftari 3 days and 10 days. In the very same way, do your etikaf daftari. That means go to the masjid, sleep the night. In the morning, you go to work from there and come back to the masjid. This is also a form in a way best if a person does not have the opportunity of doing an etikaf, a sunnat etikaf. That is one. Then the other is, Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity of giving in the path of Allah at this time. One is your zakat, the fard that you are going to give, and your nafil sadaqat. And where are you going to give the sadaqatul fitr? What is sadaqatul fitr? Sadaqatul fitr is for the table of the people that will not have on the morning of Eid like me and you have. So, sadaqatul fitr is best given to the poor, especially the relative that we know that that is deserving. That is where sadaqatul fitr and the zakat needs to be given. Many of us understand or think or wrongly this has become the word around that zakat needs to be given somewhere where we're going to get a receipt. If we get a receipt, then the zakat is ada, is done. Allahu Akbar, we've got it wrong. Zakat given to an organization so that we get a receipt for it, or the sadaqatul fitr given to an organization is for that person that did not find the poor, that did not go out to find the poor. It's a secondary way of giving it. The correct way and the best place is to the poor person. How are you going to find the poor? You have sadaqatul fitr is 17 rand or is 17.50. Now you take 17.50 and you're going to find that poor person's home. You're going to go and visit the home. You're going to talk to them. You're going to interact with them. You're going to feel like you became hungry and you did not eat in Ramadan. Now you went to find the poor. You met the poor. You have interacted with the family. Wallah, your sadaqah al-fitr will not be 17 rand. If you know that that person's child will have no shoes, while mine will have new shoes, my children will have good clothes, they will have the best prawn biryani spread out in front of them, and the poor family is going to go hungry, or they're going to manage with that few pieces of bread, then you will not ask, Maulana, is it 17 rand or 17 rand 50? Wallah, it will become 170 rands. It will become 1,700 rands. It will become even more. Because we have found that poor. This is the ibadat of Ramadan. Is it only Quran? Is it only tasbih or tahajjud? Find that poor. That is what sadaqah al-fitr is. And when we find that poor, that is where our sadaqah al-fitr will go to. We will not only go and cook the food for them to eat, we will make the fire, and as we blow into the fire, and that smoke goes through the beard, the way it went through the beard of Sayyidina Umar, tears coming out of his eyes, Ya Allah, how will I answer to you when people that I know are in hunger? That is the way sadaqatul fitr needs to be given. So sadaqatul fitr, to the poor, find them. Zakat, to the poor, find them. And if you are too busy, then surely it will be ada if we give it to an organization or the masjid or wherever in that way, inshallah. Mola?
The important part, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's maqsad and objective was out of sadaqatul fitr, was that, like our Ustad Mufti Muhammad Ali Saab in his dars used to explain, that on the day of Eid, like how you are enjoying your meal and how you are free of the responsibility of going out to earn and seek your meal for the day of Eid, similarly, your objective through Sadaqatul Fitr is to be able to alleviate the burden and the responsibility of another Muslim of the need to go out and earn and seek a sustenance to feed themselves on the day of Eid. And like how you enjoying your Eid meal, you would want your brother Muslim also to enjoy the Eid meal. And this is the maqsad, the objective of Sadaqatul Fitr. The differences between the Shafi'i Sadaqatul Fitr and the Hanafi Sadaqatul Fitr is based on the different ahadith that have been used as basis for the calculation of Sadaqatul Fitr. But the objective of both these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the need to provide that meal. And at the end of the day, we need to see what will be sufficient. What are we eating and what would we like our brother Muslim to eat as well?
Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, Maulana, that in this Ramadan, like we have did so many ibadat in the form of namazes and zikrs and Quran, one of the ibadat is to find the poor in the neighborhood, find the poor in the family, and when we find them, let us give to them this ibadat also in providing for them, not only on the Eid day, then throughout the year, keeping the ta'alluq and helping them, and that is the way best the zakat could be used, Maulana.
Yes, to be able to have that relationship with the poor, and this is the responsibility, Maulana, I would say firstly of the ulama and the imams of the area, who are there to do it on behalf of the locality and the community members. And also the community members themselves have to take up this initiative of visiting regularly and going around. And I think the best method of doing this is the brothers who go out for kashd. They know best the people who and they visit them, obviously with the intention of just inviting them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they visit people in their homes and they understand best their living conditions.
Surely, Maulana, very, very sure. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that the month of Ramadan that is going so quickly away, and those that are preparing for the i'tikaf, may Allah Ta'ala accept. Those that are going for Umrah, Allah Ta'ala accept their going. And those that are going to spend their time with the Jamaat and Tabligh, may Allah Ta'ala accept them also. The whole Ummah, all the ibadat done by different people, those that were alive last year and they are now in the Qubur, may Allah Ta'ala give them Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we prepare in these days, because we don't know whether next year or very soon, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, is there a long time, we will be gone away. What we have done now, that is what is going to help us, Maulana.
Yes, inshaAllah, Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to open our eyes and our hearts during these Mubarak days and turn to Him in all forms of ibadah to come closer to Him, inshaAllah.
JazakAllah, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana. Shukran jazilun for your time. We'll speak to you next week, Tuesday, inshaAllah, Aziz. It's just a minute left before 12. Shukran jazilan to you for listening to the program. Shukran to my studio operator this morning, Maulana Arafat. And inshallah al-Aziz, I'll be back with you tomorrow when we'll be speaking to Maulana Ahmad Chauhan from Junaid Jasat on this Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.